Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
What do you call cotton growers who pair a trusted BASF knockdown with a long-lasting residual herbicide?
Heads of Harvest! Wizards of Weed! Cotton Conquerors!
And my personal favorite...
Bow Bosses!
Dominate weeds and win the cotton season. Pair Liberty or Ingenia with Outlook or Zidua SC herbicides, all from BASF.
Always read and follow label directions.
Well, the Stockyard Stampede and the Oklahoma Best Beef Competition took place over the weekend in historic Stockyard City, where County Line Beef secured first place to Oklahoma's Best Beef Competition. Thousands of people came to the event to smell, taste, and see what it was all about. I had the opportunity to visit with Judge Jody Harris from Stillwater, who said this is what she was looking for.
Well, first and foremost, everything we ate today was delicious. So please, I want all of the cooks to know that. We were looking at taste and we were looking at texture. Taste, you know, I believe these cooks here today, they really wanted to showcase their beef that they're providing us. And then we were looking at the texture. You know, I can open a box and tell you if that's going to be tender or not. You know, it depends on if the fat is rendered out, how it was cooked, how it was prepared. And we really saw a lot of great steaks that had wonderful taste and a lot of great texture.
Foundation Executive Director of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Mariah Reimer, said this event, once again, a huge success.
I just want to thank all of our competitors. I mean, they just did outstanding. The judges always have a hard time. The People's Choice, just record numbers. We had over 1,000 people come through here. So again, bigger, better, and it took those competitors. We had a vast majority apply and compete again this year for the second year in a row, and we're thankful for their trust, their loyalty to our industry and promoting their product. They applied in August. They said, you know, we want to do this again. This has been great. We love the process. We've got new customers. We were able to educate the public. We were able to promote the beef industry straight to the consumer, and they did. They trusted us, and man, what an event, what a day, and what a great day for the beef cattle industry.
Looking forward to next year, Reimer said she's still looking upward to make the event even bigger and better. To hear my complete conversation with Mariah Reimer, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, forecasters are predicting significant rain for the first time since midsummer across a good portion of Oklahoma, including areas that have felt a flash drought rise up in recent days. State climatologist Gary McManus said these rains, if the systems bringing into Oklahoma hold together, would be the key to stopping the flash drought in its tracks. Best chances of rain seen in the latest forecast showing up Tuesday into Wednesday, with the main body of the state hopefully getting at least an inch of rain, with under an inch projected for the Panhandle. According to the Weather Prediction Center of the National Weather Service, the combination of a Pacific front with a tropical storm Norma is pushing closer to Texas and Oklahoma. As the frontal system continues east, increasing moisture associated with that tropical storm currently in the Pacific is forecast to bring showers and thunderstorms to the southern plains overnight Monday, with hopefully some local heavy rain possible. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.